back in work session and basically, John, you...
May I make a new recommendation out of here? As we look down my list of recommendations, what we're proposing to do is 1 through 4. So that's not where our discussion really was. But on number 5, we would include number 5, but we would take $2 million of the general fund for savings, $2 million of it for alcohol and drugs. Number 6, we're going to take out, it's the recommendation to remove targeted daycare of $2 million general fund and $4 million. We'll just remove that recommendation.
Remove 6?
Yeah.
Remove the recommendation.
So in other words,
the
targeted daycare package would remain in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be no TANF caseload reserve. Number 7, you can take care of that. That's out as well.
Out. Yeah, because it was taking money from 5 and 6.
All right. So, all right. So you take 7 out, and then so go ahead with the result of that. Summarize your results here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The result of this is that there would be no inflation for the jobs program. There would be a $2 million general fund savings exclusive of number 8, which adds $3.8 million in general fund back into the budget. It would fund $2 million more worth of alcohol and drug funding.
Okay.
It would accept the targeted daycare package as it is in the governor's recommended budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Madam Chair, are we okay with the maintenance of effort? We take the $4 million general fund.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And we put $2 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Senator
A and B.
Zero.
Keep it targeted. Yeah.
6, 7, and leave an 8.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, we should be okay on maintenance of effort because ultimately the only TANF-related general fund that we're removing completely from the budget is $2 million. And as I said earlier, my understanding is that we have a maintenance of effort cushion, if you will, of about $3.6 million. So we are still above the maintenance of effort level.
So, Madam Chair, Representative Brown,
if we accept these recommendations as John has just restated, then we would wait until we had the numbers to do the whole package. We wouldn't move that now. Or would you like to move
them? We have them. We have the numbers.
Well, we haven't gone over the numbers.
Yeah, no, these numbers are this. I mean, these.
Right.
If you want to go over it line by line, we can, but I really prefer we don't. That's what this is.
Okay, well,
Madam Chair, members of the committee, may I make a suggestion? That is that we accept the governor's recommended budget, or have a motion to accept the governor's recommended budget with these adjustments.
Okay,
right.
Outlined.
Madam Chair, I shall move.
Okay. Representative Ross has moved that we accept with a due pass recommendation to the full committee acceptance of the governor's recommended reshoot budget for 9901 with the adjustment number 2 of remove central hearings office panel for Hospital 2525 in the amount of $79,315 general fund, numbers.
No, that's fine for these, but there are, I know.
There are lots of other numbers, so I shouldn't be stating the numbers.
Well.
Okay. Number 2.
There are some, I know, of at least one mistake.
Oh, technical changes. Okay.
Well,
LFO technical dollar changes. So at any rate, we are taking what we have been discussing for the last hour and a half. LFO is recommended. And number 3 is removing the Attorney General hourly rate. Number 4, removing the increased inflation for cash assistance and emergency assistance 4.9 million federal funds, part of the governor's revised budget, and this achieves the 40 million backfill. Number five, we're removing the inflation for the jobs program, using 2 million of that for savings and 2 million of it to go to A&D enhanced treatment programs for TANF eligible individuals.
Madam Chair, at that particular point, I just had one kind of question.
Okay, well, I'm still continuing with the motion here, repeating it. And then number, we are removing entirely from the, oh, and then number eight would be adding $3.8 million of general fund to fill food stamp administrative cost needs. Is there a discussion? Senator Shields.
I guess I'm at the right point now.
Yeah.
So long, I get confused. Is there some way, and I guess I'd be asking Sandy this, when you remove the inflation for jobs, $2 million to savings, $2 million to A&D, can you, are there places where you can find those essentials that get people to work? I mean, this is where you would get, you know, I remember somebody talking about needing a spare tire. I remember somebody talking about clothes for a job. Isn't this where that would come from? Is there someplace else where we could get that? Or did I miss it?
You did.
Okay. Where did that come from? Repeat to me where that would come from.
Where what would come from?
You want me to speak to Madam Chair, Senator Shields? I think during the recess we had a discussion, and at this point, knowing that these are all tough decisions, we're satisfied that an extra $2 million in drug and alcohol could be used for this population and would be a good investment. I think that in response to your question, we're just going to have to look inside this once the dust settles on the budget and figure out how we make these dollars stretch. It's tough choices, and those are the choices you all have to make, but I think we can manage within this.
I'm sorry, I've been pulled too many directions.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we have moved on this portion, the adult and family service portion of the Department of Human Resources budget. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you all very much for your participation. And tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we will be doing services to children and families.
Sandy?